All right, good morning, guys. Matthew 17. We'll start in verse 1. When we're all there, we'll pray first. You got time? All right, let's pray. Father, thank you again. Lord, you're ministering in this time. We love it. We acknowledge it. We praise you for it. We pray that you would simply continue the work that you're doing, Lord. Lord, the work that is laid on the foundation that is Jesus Christ, that you've laid in each life, Lord. We praise you. Lord, as we consider these things this morning, Lord, tired or groggy as we may be, we ask that the truths that you have for us, Lord, that none of us would miss any of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me read you the first 9 verses that follow along there in Matthew 17. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with them. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And then verse 9, Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Sell the fish to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. A lot of good things happening here. A very real event in the life of Jesus, in the life of these 3 disciples, Peter, James, and John. Some amazing things happen. Jesus takes him to a mountain, and he is, what the Bible says, he's transfigured. His glory was shown there on the mountain. Not only that, but Elijah and Moses appear there with him. They're talking to Jesus. The disciples, 3 guys, pretty normal guys, watching all this happen. Then, as if that wasn't enough, the audible, thundering voice of God, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Peter, of course, has to speak up. The other Gospels tell us that he spoke up because he was afraid and he didn't know what to say. So, of course, he had to say something. But he said something interesting. It's good. It's good that we're here. Let us build these tabernacles. Well, when the voice of God thundered, they were all on their faces. They got up, headed back down the mountain. A couple things, though, specifically for us that I want to point out. Verse 1, first verse we read, that Jesus led them up on a high mountain. Verse 9, now as they came down from the mountain, we find ourselves in a similar place, all of us as guys. The Lord's led us to a mountain, and, you know, sure, Jesus physically in front of us has not been transfigured. But you know what? When God works in our lives, and we need it, and we all do, it's no less important. When God speaks, and when God shows His glory to us, which I believe He's done this weekend, and so many of you would bear witness to that, when God shows His glory, it's huge. Huge. Sometimes we don't know what to do about it as guys. But the bottom line is, we've got to acknowledge, Lord, led us up to a mountain. He's shown us some of His glory. And He has shined His light this weekend. He's illuminated things. Things are clearer to us as guys. And we have a power that we didn't have. The Lord's done some emptying. And He's done some filling. And these are amazing things. Last night, most of you guys were here. The Lord really working during our time of afterglow. One of the things I want to share with you in case you weren't here, so that you can kind of, because I really believe it ties in, is that Dan Sivage came up and shared a vision that he had had last year. And that vision, for those of you that weren't here, was simply us as a group of guys. Were we actually at the retreat last year during the time? Actually at the retreat last year here at Palomar. And the Lord showed him what would be really columns of light coming down on each guy. The light of the Lord. But the challenge and what God specifically showed him was that what I desire is that it be just one great light filling the room. That it not just be God ministering to each of us as individuals, but to us as a group. That we be united. And Dan shared that with me also last year. And all I knew was I bore witness to it, 100%. I bore witness to the exhortation from the Lord saying, you know, that does appear like our men's group to us. Not everybody. It's not like we had, you know, fallen apart. I mean, the fact that God says, hey, my light's shining on you and you guys are receiving it, that's huge. But there was also that sense of, hey, there's supposed to be more going on that isn't going on. And really, that's about all we could do was just acknowledge it, right, guys? And Rudy, there, all we could do is acknowledge, hey, yes, that's the Lord, and then pray. How are you going to do it? How are you going to break down the walls? Do we have more prayer breakfasts? Do we get a motivational speaker? And what do we do? No, just pray. Lord, if this is something you want to do, okay, we'll pray about it. It was neat because Dan came up and shared it last night. Wasn't at the forefront of my mind, didn't know he was going to share it, but it's coming true. It's coming true in us. It's coming true not because we had a cool idea, but because God, before we even thought of it, said, here's where you're at. Here's where I want to take you. Here's where I'm going to take you if you're up for it. And so we as guys simply said, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. And that's one of the things I think it's good for us to acknowledge as we get towards the end. We still got more. We got another session. I mean, Lord's doing more. But this is my chance to share with you guys. One thing we need to acknowledge is that God's working, and it's not because we did some kind of special thing. We did some kind of ritual beforehand, or we were really spiritual, so God worked. We just showed up. We showed up, and God was working. And another thing that I want to point out and make sure that we're all clear on, most of us know this, but we want to be clear, is verse 9. This is very much a part of us too. Now as they came down from the mountain, we're going to be leaving today. We're going to be leaving the retreat, going back down the mountain. Going back, most of us are excited to see our wives or our kids and just kind of get back into the swing of things. But the fact is we're going down a mountain. And the fact is, this story of the transfiguration, it's real clear. Jesus was in complete control the whole time. It was Peter, it was the disciples that were kind of like, what do we do? It was Peter that said, it's good that we're here. Let's pitch tents for you guys and let's stay here. Maybe that's been cutting your heart. It can be our heart sometimes, especially as we're just honest with ourselves. There's that turmoil on that last day of the retreat because we know God's work. We can't deny it. But there's that turmoil because I know myself. I know what's stacked up against me. I've been to retreats before. I know how it is to fizzle out. And so we can together kind of, we have that conflict. Yes, God is working, but we also go, oh, but, you know, but I also know the reality of this. That this tank that's full now is going to be empty at some point. I talked to somebody, I think it was yesterday, we were just getting our food for lunch and asked him how he was enjoying his time so far. And one of the first things he said was just, I can't wait to get back and apply these things. That's the attitude right there. I haven't heard that much. I just can't wait to get back and apply it. But you know what? That's the whole purpose. The whole purpose. And at the Transfiguration, the whole purpose. They were going to go back down the mountain. Jesus knew it from the beginning. These guys are sitting there going, this, okay, we found the right guy. We've been following this guy. We're pretty sure he's the Messiah. Okay, we got him. Let's stay. This is perfect. The whole purpose was for what was going to happen afterwards. At Pentecost, the whole purpose. They waited. They were filled with the Spirit. It was awesome. But the whole purpose was, what's next? What's going to happen afterwards? I mean, think about it. If you read the lives of the disciples, the apostles, 30 years later, and every day they're waking up just kind of, you know, lazy. What are you doing today? Oh, I'm heading back down to the temple just knowing, you know, let's go to the upper room and let's just see if that happens again. I mean, that was so cool. That was the coolest thing ever. That would be very sad. The whole purpose of Pentecost was the power so that they could do God's work. And that's the whole reason why God's doing this work now, is because there's a work he wants to do down the hill. The whole purpose, the whole reason, not just a little part of it, not just, okay, this is great, guys, you know, let's try to keep it up, and let's hope it has effect. No, the whole reason why God's ministered to us this weekend is for what's next. Do we all know what's next? No. Fortunately, we've been blessed. Dan has laid out some great groundwork for us to go back to. Guys, if you've been taking notes, I hope you have. Just even if you've been writing down, you know, the six things, the six basics. If you've been writing down those things, go back to them. Because those are important. Our focus on the Lord. The person of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the purpose, all those things, go back to them. We can't forget them. We've been warned about trials. That's huge. Because the trip back down the hill and what comes next, not going to be easy. We've been warned about that. It's totally true. But it's the only way. The glory, as long as we're on this side of heaven, as long as we're on this earth, the glory revealed to us in the heights is for the purpose of the battles. It's not so we can say, you know, this is it, we've arrived, Lord, don't let me ever go back. Or sometimes we're foolish enough to think, oh man, I'm never going to end up in that second chair again. Because on weekends like this, we talk about the angle. On weekends like this, the angle's the other way, right? We're in the first chair going, second chair, come on. Like I'm ever going to go back there again. Well, there's going to be times where we're desperately clinging to the cross, and that's all we know, is to stay in that first chair. But the whole purpose of the glory being revealed is for the valleys. The whole purpose that God would fill us is so that we can be poured out for others. The whole purpose that God would shine His light on us, and this is what I love. I love the fact that it was a month or two ago, and the Lord just kind of spoke to me in regards to the Transfiguration. I thought of it in regards to the retreat, yet it's just been made fresh as we've been up here, and especially last night as Dan goes up, and I wasn't thinking about that vision when the Lord was speaking to me in regards to the Transfiguration, but What's about? It's about light shining. So the light has shone upon us. The light is shining upon us. Guys, God never shines His light for it to stop at us. If it does, then we're hiding that light. We need to be on a hill shining that light. We need to be reflecting that light. There's going to be different reactions. Remember we talked about it. John 1, when we went through that chapter a few weeks ago. Some people love the light, came to it. In Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. But other people had loved the darkness, hid themselves. Guys, it's not our job to make the light appealing. It's our job to shine the light that He's shining on us. And the reaction is going to be the same as it was to Jesus, because it's the same Jesus shining. Some will love and say, "This is the light I've longed for from my birth." Some will say, "That's not light." Some will say, "I hate the light. Stop shining that. It doesn't matter." We shine the light. You guys have been encouraged to stick with this. You guys have been encouraged to make sure that we grow. And it's just important with me also. We need to grow together. I'm amazed by you guys. I look out. You guys mean so much to me. I can't believe the way that the Lord has brought us together over the years. I can't believe how close and how dear so many of you guys are. Some of you, I'm just meeting. The Lord's working. It's all intertwined. It's amazing. God's doing these things. And He's doing it for a purpose. It's been clear that some of those purposes are for our family. They always will be. But I also want to bring up to you something that maybe hasn't been mentioned so much. And that is that, guys, if this is God working, if this is really God doing this work in us, saying, "I want to unite you guys, I'm going to work in you guys." I mean, I know most of you, especially if you've been with this group for a while, you got to be blown away at the character and stature of some of the guys in this room. The way that they know the Lord, the way that they walk with the Lord, the way that we have guys we can go to and they will give us wisdom from the Lord. I know you guys appreciate that. And as we stand and we consider these things, I just know that outreach is going to come out of this. I don't know exactly what and how, but I know that God doesn't shine His light for it to stop there. And it will go to our families, and that's key, and that's really the most important thing for our wives and our kids. But guys, it's not our job to come up with ideas. "Oh, I've always wanted to take canned food here. I've always wanted to do..." It's not our job right now to think of those ideas. It's our job to pray. "Okay, Lord, if this is You, then You're going to be working out." He filled the apostles with the Holy Spirit so that they could take the gospel. And He's filling us for a reason. Reasons greater than us. Reasons that even I, as the guy that... it's hard for me to stand up in front of you guys and call myself your leader in any way. I mean, you guys bless me like crazy. We're all traveling this together. But even as the guy that teaches you weekly, I can't say what that is exactly. I just know that God's working and it's going to result in outreach. So be praying. And I encourage you guys, even as you've been encouraged, see if you can't make a commitment to be a part of Wednesday nights. And also, guys, Thursday nights. Come on out. See what the Lord's doing. Rudy's at the church on Monday mornings also. Was it 6:30? 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock. See, I don't know. Because it's early. I know what time we meet on Thursdays. 5:30 p.m. But guys, the Lord's working, and that's where it starts. We gotta pray, we gotta be on our knees, we gotta be seeking His power. And the more of us, the more powerful. I look at it like this. our natural tendency might be that, okay, we've had a great feeling during this time here, and now let's go do it, and let's go, you know, take what happened here down the hill. That's a great attitude. But remember this, your tank's full now. Your tank's going to get empty. We have these things on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We have these things because we just acknowledge as men in honesty that we need them. We need to be filled so that we can be poured out. Guys, you don't fill up your car and then go, okay, now here's all the things I'm going to do for the rest of my life because I got a full tank. No, you know you got to fill it up again. And guys, the power's here right now because we've let him fill us. Don't make commitments that are too much either. Okay, Monday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then I'm going to get together with this guy on Tuesday. I'm going to... And then it just falls apart, right? Make real commitments that you know that the Lord is behind and say, okay, Wednesday nights. You do Wednesday nights. That's all I know. That's all I can really say I'm going to do on Wednesday night. Or Thursday nights, I'm going to come and pray. It's an hour out of your time. Man, it matters in eternity. Check it out once. Make that commitment. I'm going to check it out once. Or a few times. And just see. That's it. Just a few times. I'm not going back after that. That's fine. You can't eat just one. You know, a bag of chips. Just come once. The Lord's working. Guys, I just want to encourage you. And I want to remind you of some of these truths. We're going to head over to breakfast now. And the Lord's going to keep teaching us. But this is the way it's meant to be in God's economy. That the Lord shines here for the purpose of what's next. So let's be attentive to what might be next. Let's wait on Him as a group of men to find out what is next. And God forbid that we should find ourselves here next year going, you know, that weekend was so great. Let's try to duplicate that weekend again. No. It's like going back to, it's like the apostles just going, oh man, if we could only go back to Pentecost again. If you read the Acts of the Apostles, that power moved on in a healthy way, in a true way, and it turned the world upside down for Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, you're so good. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for reminding us the truth, for not hiding the truth from us, but instead just illuminating it for us, God. And Lord, we pray together. We pray for us. Because we know that you've filled us for a purpose. And even right now we want to say, Lord, what is that purpose? Thank you that there are some real clearly defined ways that our teacher has showed us, Lord. And so much of it just has to do with our regular life. Lord, may we not be going back looking for crazy, supernatural, outlandish things, but may we be looking for you in the little things of life. To see how you want to work. But God, we just stand here as men and say, okay, Lord, you've shown us you want to work, but we can't be, we can't presuppose that we know exactly what that work is and what it's going to look like. So, Lord, we just submit ourselves as men. Thank you for the way you're working. Thank you for Jesus. Continue to shine your light. We ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.